Navigating through the energies of New Earth is not an easy process and can become extremely overwhelming at times. As we all ascend into higher frequencies, we're all being guided to embrace our own unique divine pathway, a pathway created in the vibration of love. Join Vibe Nation radio host, international psychic medium Carrie Turcotte, as she guides her listeners to rediscover themselves by accessing the keys of knowledge that already exist within. Each week's show is divinely orchestrated to intertwine with the universal energies, allowing the listeners to go deeper within and understand the message being shared even greater. When you live in the frequency of love, there is no competition, so Carrie will be joined regularly by fellow soul family members who will bring forth wisdom and knowledge she knows should be shared on a global level. At the end of each show, Carrie will tap into the energies of the listeners to see what message Spirit wants to share with all those listening in for the upcoming week. If you really want to get to know who you truly are, come and join us now on Vibe Nation Radio, here on the IOM Radio Network.
Hello, 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 my friends, and welcome to Vibe Nation Radio, where today I have a very, very dear special guest with me, my dear soul sister, Leanne Buck. Hello, Leanne.
Hello.
Welcome to Vibe Nation Radio.
Thank you for having me.
Thank you for joining me. I feel so honored. And for those that are new to Vibe Nation Radio, welcome. And those that continue coming back, welcome back. And many of you who are joining me from previous shows are very aware of Leanne Buck and her husband, Chris. And Chris is doing back-end work. So Leanne's with me today, and she's the editor of the OM Times magazine. And she's also the founder of Humanity Healing. And today we want to talk to those that are listening in about the importance of sharing the love. And I thought, what better guest to bring on than, again, my dear soul sister, Leanne.
Oh, wow. You say like this, it looks like I actually am somebody interesting. You know.
And you are, my dear. Now, now.
Well, yeah, depends on the perspective, but yeah. Anyhow, I am thrilled to talk about with your people and your soul tribe about sharing the love.
Absolutely, sharing the love, baby, sharing the love. And, you know, my soul tribe is also your soul tribe, and that's what I love about the OM Times family. There is so much that you and Chris have done for so many people on a global level. And it's the OM Times magazine, it's the OM Times media, it's the OM Times, you know, radio, you've got Humanity Healing. I mean, you've got so much going on. And I think it's important to people understand just how much you are truly sharing the love with so many beautiful soul families, because we're all coming together because we know there is no competition.
Exactly. That's true. You know, it's the a couple of years ago, we had actually one of the movies that we still have on over YouTube. We did a lot of messages and we transformed them in movies. There is one of them that's called Don't Call Me a Stranger. I am just a brother or a sister that you haven't met yet.
Yes.
So this was the message. Don't call me a stranger. I'm not a stranger to you. I'm just a brother or sister you haven't met.
Yes. And I knew that instantly when I connected with you and Chris.
We just don't know where, you know, where we all are. And life is this. It's a journey of reconnections. You know, it's a journey of remembering. Not only remembering who we really are, which is a process of you know, it's a cosmic game to remember yourself. Come in here and it's like forget everything. Feel that you are separated from, you know, the divinity or God, however you want to call it, and separated from others and feel loneliness. But actually, it is just an illusion. We're not separated from each other. We're not separated from God. We are just one. So it is a journey of remembering and reconnecting, which
yes.
is the best.
And that's probably what so many of us are doing to help people, because right now, again, with the energy shifting that are taking place, people are at all different levels because we're all on our own sacred journey. And as you start to ascend and go to higher frequencies, you just start to remember more. It's the soul memories that start to come in. And a lot of it is the wisdom and knowledge that already lies within you. But when you're in the vibrations that are very 3D, so pain, worry, you know, fears, whatever, the lower vibrations will not allow you to be able to see this oneness of we are all unique. And, you know, with myself, I work with a lot of different mediums. And yes, we're all mediums, but we all are unique and different in our own way. And those that are meant to come to myself will come to me through my vibration.
Exactly.
And that's how we create our tribe. And that's how you and I and Chris came together, you know, with a vibration that came together and brought us together. And again, we just had to remember one another. And I took that all about 3 seconds when I connected with you guys both on the phone. And the phone connection kicked in. Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. I know you.
I know you.
Yes. I understand that so completely that
yeah.
it's not even funny. It's just, it's like when you have a dream and then you dream that you meet people and you say, you know, I have this dream like a lot of times that I see people and I say, oh, my God, I miss you so much. How are you? And this and this. And when I wake up, I said, I had no idea who this person was. And I was so happy, you know, seeing him there on the other side. It's just the same way, you know. It's a,
yeah.
in
it's
this
soul
side
recognition.
To reconnect is a joy.
Yes. And it's such a pivotal time right now on Gaia where the energies are shifting and the importance of shifting out of duality. I spoke about that last week on the show, that the importance of finding your power again. And this is a week of truly going within and figuring out who you are at a soul level. And when you go within and you're really finding out who you are, this is where the music, the magic begins, because you connect with other people. And today is, you know, I feel like I'm on top of the world because of a lot of things that have taken place in the last couple of hours. And one big part of it is an announcement that Leanne, you made regarding the Om Times experts. And again, this is about you sharing the love with all these people, and I feel absolutely honored to be part of this family. You guys are so beautiful.
Oh, you know, it's just, we Christopher and I, we always had the main goal, the things that we do, everything is oriented to community. You know, the biggest thing is that we do believe that through cooperation, we reach more, we extend. Again, competition is not something that is in our vocabulary, even though there's a lot of people that consider us competition, but we don't consider them because we are so unique in our way. You know, our writers are so talented. Our radio hosts are always bringing so many facets of what is we understand as a conscious, mindful life, a spiritual, holistic, all-in-one, integrated, you know, reality that reflects all the multi-diversity of existence, not only on this planet but beyond. You know, I would say cosmic. So it's very, very particular. We don't consider people competition. We consider people companions or, you know, sometimes partners, but companions in the journey. So there's so many people that need help. What do you think that a group of, let's say, even if we're all the writers, we're in this together, would be 2,000? We have 2,000 writers. What 2,000 writers or 2,000 experts can do when you compare to the entire world, or when you compare to a medium city in the United States at 80,000 people. So it's too little, take care of too many. So there's a lot of other magazines or platforms or radio shows. They're doing their job. They're doing their best. They're trying to create the vibration to attract people and actually midwife them to this process of, you know, rebirthing a new reality. So yes, that's one of the things. And we're really proud of our tribe and home because everybody supports everybody. Everybody promotes everybody. Everybody helps everybody when they need. And there's no such a thing as a, this is my or mine and mine and belongs to me or this. It doesn't work like this with us. So this is, I think, is one of the characteristics that makes Om Times Community Radio Expert Platform magazine and the other magazine so special, you know, and so unique because we teach by example, you know, how actually businesses can structure, spiritual businesses structure themselves without losing the perspective of the 3D grind, like what you need, the process business, you know, and all the, you know, societal requirements.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. So, and that's the one thing I love about Om Times is the oneness, because there's too many people on this planet that truly need assistance with the ascension process. And at the end of the day, there's not enough people on the planet that are truly helping others. And that's why we want people to understand that everyone is teacher and everyone is somebody who has learned. And we'll get into that when we come back. So stay tuned. After the commercial break, I'll be back with Leannie and we'll get deeper into this one next. Stay tuned.
Your conscious lifestyle on steroids. Om Times Radio, IOM FM. As difficult as it is to believe, there are places in Africa where human traffickers sell albino children and their body parts for use in magic rituals. Humanity Healing International is actively working in Uganda to change this paradigm. The Albino Rescue Project finds albino children who are at risk and places them in safe schools and environments where they can learn and grow free from fear. To learn more or to sponsor a child, visit humanityhealing.org. Humanity Healing is where your heart is.
The truth is, you can't change the world if you're broke. I know, I've tried. Isn't it time you turned your life's calling into a profitable, freedom-based business? I'm Michelle Barr. Join me every Thursday at 2 p.m. Eastern for Sacred Success.
There is no death, only a change of worlds. Chief Seattle. Deborah Livingston is an award-winning intuitive psychic medium whose international services include mediumship, spiritual assessment, animal communication, and spiritual mentoring. She is a published author and a trained shaman. Deborah provides evidential messages from spirit and departed loved ones. Learn more at devlivemedium.com. That's D-E-B-L-I-V medium.com.
How to be a great dad in 15 seconds. Bike ride, go fish, walk in the park, phone call, milkshake, play catch, picnic, fly a kite, tell jokes, laugh, talk, read a story, tell a story, bumper car, swing set, bowling, pillow fight, cut loose, stay tight. Whew. Because the smallest moments can have the biggest impact on a child's life. Take time to be a dad today. Call 877-4DAD-411 or visit fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Welcome back to Vibe Nation Radio, where today my special guest is Leannie Buck. She is the editor of Om Times Magazine, as well as the founder of Humanity Healing. And I forgot to say earlier that we can actually have call-ins now. So if anybody would like to call in and talk to Leannie or myself with regards to sharing the love, please feel free to do so. North America, the number is 202-570-7057. Again, that's 202-570-7057. Leannie, my dear,
yes.
We were just talking about oneness and the importance of this oneness. And during the commercial break, I'm just going to use this as an example, there was a commercial for another psychic medium that is within the Om Times family. And when I hear that commercial in that commercial during my show, I see the love that's involved in how we are working with spirit to allow those that are resonating with her vibration to be pulled to her. Because not necessarily if you come to my show that you're meant to have a reading with me, you might be meant to have a reading with someone else. And that's what I love about what we do with Om Times, that again, there's no competition because there's way too many people that need help right now on this planet. Would you not agree with me, Leanne, on that one?
Absolutely. Absolutely, I agree with you. And you see, but when we speak of oneness, we have to understand that the concept of oneness is very distinct of the concept of unity.
Yes.
Because unity precedes oneness. To get to unity, you have to accept the fact that there are a lot of other people, and everybody here has intention, has a purpose, and everybody is very unique. So it is in diversity that resides our strength. It is not, can you imagine if everybody had a monolithic type of thought? They just thought about one thing, or just liked one color, or just decided to eat just one thing. Life would be miserable. If I go in a place that I just can eat pickles all my life, if I say something different, I would be, completely scandalized. But the beauty is the diversity. And how those pieces of puzzles compose the reality. So everybody's necessary in this process of transformation. Everybody gathered as unity and vibrating as oneness.
Yes.
So unity is a process that precedes oneness, always. It's not the same thing, but, it's a step before the conclusion, which is, the gathering of the pieces and to vibrate in unison to actually make the music of the spheres. We all notes in this composition, but we need to harmonize, and that the harmony is the oneness.
Yes, that's the frequency of love, baby. I like that.
Yes,
I love you so much, Danny.
Oh.
Words of wisdom coming from your mouth. I just love it. I'm just in awe, in awness over here as I'm sitting here listening to you.
Oh, God, please. You're so funny. You're really funny.
So let's talk a little bit about humanity healing. And how this is such a dear passion of you and Christopher's.
Well, humanity healing is actually the reason why we do everything. Humanity healing is our life calling. And it started a long time ago when we met over the internet, and then we start doing stuff together. We start exchanging people. I did a lot of spiritual counseling, and he did a lot of healing. So I sent him people that needed healing, and he sent me people that needed spiritual counseling. So we did that for a long time, and then we decided, we should do this because I feel different. When we shift the focus from yourself and take on, because when you awake, you look at the world differently. You cannot see, the suffering of somebody else. It impacts you. There's something on the I Ching that says, if you see joy, share it. If you see suffering, share it. Sharing on the sense of perceive and practice empathy, So, this is really what I believe is the reason of human beings, because human beings mm-hmm. are the only beings in this universe that receive, you know, straight lessons and compassion. So this is one of the very big qualities, and what you internalize after finishing experience as a human being. So compassion is a key element of our, you know, species. And so to live this, you really have to make entire shift in your life. If I'm going to live my life, you know, the most compassionate way, I need to get rid of my junk, you know, your feelings. And of course, this comes back over and over again, because, you know, to tame your ego is a lifetime process. It is not something that you do in a weekend. So yeah. You have to get rid of your junk, you know, insecurities, resentment, you know, feelings such as guilt, rage, jealousy. Those things have to go. They're very low frequency. They're specific for this 3G reality. But in order for you to keep your life in your heart pure and really practice compassion as it is in the, you know, in the template of humans, you need to do that. And you need to dedicate yourself to a cause that is bigger than you, but at the same time necessary. So this was our pursuit. So we created Humanity Healing and start doing projects. We do the project in Uganda. We are kind of shifting a little bit more because we understand that we also need to integrate the aspect of education to the regular population, not only the kids that we sponsor the schools, but the education of the population in response to how they behave with albinos. But we have a lot of other projects. One of them is the Bad for Schoolgirls, where we put, you know, kits, sewing kits, with sewing machines, pay the teachers and material, and teach kids in orphanages how to learn a trade, how to insert themselves again in society, and with the approach of paying forward. So every girl that learns a trade, she has to make some pads and other things for other girls that don't have access to hygiene projects. But in doing so, they develop the taste of compassion, the taste of, you know, we are aligned in the same predicament, you know, and we empower girls, we empower women, and you change society. Because you know what, that women are the key yellow dynamic element of changing of society anyhow. Of course, you know, I'm just giving my two cents, but that's true.
That's the feminine energy going on, sister.
Yes.
So that is true. And, that is true.
Now, right now, we are gearing actually with two other nonprofits to develop a new project that I will be able to make. We will be making our announcement soon, which is the creation of a little manufacturing here in the United States of those reusable pads, and which we're going to be sending to homeless shelters and domestic abuse centers for women. Because, you know, when a person goes, a tragedy like domestic abuse happens, it's not likely that you're going to have a lot of money to be disposing, you know, and even in your, to keep your health. So this is one of the things that we want to do. We want to help providing to a segment of population and often prisons. But a segment of population that has no access to hygiene products. So this is aligned with two other nonprofits that we're doing it.
Beautiful. And for those that are listening in, if you would like to know more about the projects that they're working on or make a donation, please go to humanityhealing.net. Again, that's humanityhealing.org.
.org. Sorry, I don't know why I have net on. Sorry about that.
And net is our university online where we teach mystic Christianity.
Okay. Sorry, I got the wrong one posted here, my dear. I'll change that. So it's humanityhealing.org.
Yes.
Beautiful. And I know that the Albino project is very dear to your soul as well.
Yes, it is. It is, but it's a very, very intense project. Like I said, it's very difficult. Because you see, when you do something like that, when we rescue a child, when we bring them to the program, this child usually was either sold by the mother or the father to traffickers.
Yeah.
And this child comes in, like one we had before she was rescued, because the person that facilitated her birth knew that where she was, and she was being held captive and to do some rituals, blood-led rituals. So the team went there and released her, and then she came and when she came into our program, she spent 6 months because she was, she was held there since she birthed. She was 6 years old. She is 6 years old. She spent 6 months to learn how to smile.
Oh, my goodness.
Her first gift was a doll, and she had no idea what to do with the doll.
Wow.
So those things, they actually, I can tell you that to speak of it, I have to speak of it as my heart is an open wound when I speak about the albinos. It's an open wound. And anybody that had ever had a daughter or a son, and then you look at a 6 years old innocent child that doesn't have any clue why, where she is, why she's there, it really is something that throws you for a loop. So it really required us, Christopher and us, to develop a different fabric of soul to withstand their suffering, their sadness. And this, I would not lie to you, this had a very impactful effect in our health as well. There were days here that we receive reports and we couldn't help but just cry.
Yeah. Wow. So when we come back, we'll be joining Leannie again as we're talking about stirring the love. And we'll be back right after this commercial break. Stay tuned.
Free your mind with Om Times Radio, IOM FM. Have you ever wondered how to change your love paradigm? The secret key is finding a love partnership, not just a regular connection. How do you find these? Through conscious relationships. Ascending Hearts Dating is a dating site for people like you that believes in second chances and a different type of spiritual connection. Try Ascending Hearts for free today at ascendinghearts.com and change your love paradigm. Ascending Hearts, the premier dating community for the spiritually awake.
Eros Evolution is where sexuality and spirituality meets. Join me, clinical sexologist Martha Tara Lee, on Eros Evolution on Thursdays, 4 p.m. Eastern on Om Times Radio.
When Dad needed help getting around, I became his driver. Soon enough, it was up to me to be his housekeeper and financial manager, too. When he moved in, I became his cook and even his nurse. But no matter what roles I play, I know I'm still his daughter.
We understand the roles you play. So to help, we created aarp.org/caregiving, where you can connect with experts and other caregivers. Visit aarp.org/caregiving. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
to Vibe Nation Radio, where today my special guest, Leanne Buck, the OM Times editor, as well as the founder of Humanity Healing, is joining me today, and we're talking about sharing the love. And before the commercial break, we're just talking about many different projects that Leanne and Chris are involved with, and, you know, with regards to how they're bringing this community together at a global base on so many different levels, is just, to me, it's so beautiful to be part of this. And I know that, Leanne, you probably see through comments and emails you get how, you know, so many different people who are part of the OM Times community family are touching lives in so many different ways.
Yes, indeed. We receive a lot of feedback from our writers and our hosts directly. But the biggest thing of all is that we did create a group on Facebook where you can actually interact with everybody else. It's called OM Times Lounge, Writers Lounge. You can interact with all the radio hosts and all the writers directly. And now you can interact with the experts. They're all already there. We do receive, but what we really, really see is where they have, you know, our writers, most of them have their own books, and then you see them out there, you know, sending the same message that they practice every day as messages in a bottle. You know, where their messages are there, like your radio show, their books, their conferences, their speeches, their articles. There are messages in a bottle that goes in, and that's how we hope that their message will reach exactly the person that needs that message in that moment. Yeah. So what we try to create with OM Times and our community, we actually engineer serendipity. You know, we try to engineer the serendipity in one way that, you know, I wish it was in a, you know, Fibonacci rhythm and the script, but we try to engineer the serendipity to reach as many people as possible and continue in this river of invisible hands that are weaving the change and the shift of consciousness. You know, it's an underground river that keeps going and towards evolution, towards ascension, and towards transformation. And so each one of us, it's actually a pair of hands in this river that weaves the new consciousness.
Yes, or that beautiful piece of that puzzle. And the more they come together, the more beautiful the picture becomes. Absolutely. Yes. And that's one thing I love about this, because you can take an article that somebody writes and intertwine it with, you know, maybe a course that somebody does, and you intertwine that with a radio show that someone's doing, and it's creating a bigger picture for the person who is being guided to certain parts of OM Times and the people that are part of it.
Yes, absolutely.
You know?
Absolutely. That's what we want. We want the information to get out, you know, in many different ways. You know, no, it's like, again, we go to the way I explain soul. It's a different way that you will explain soul. But as the message goes out, there will people that will understand what I say. There will people that will say, I don't understand what she's saying. You know, I prefer what Carrie says because it resonates better with me. So what we do is it's continuing of, you know, like, again, weaving information and engineering the serendipity to make possible for people that need it to find that message in that right moment.
Yes, And that's what I think was one of the big things that led up to you creating the Om Times Experts.
Oh, yes, absolutely. Because, you see, there's no secret for anybody. I see our writers and our hosts as the next generation of influencers in the conscious community. You know, when I say conscious community, it's because I want to integrate everything. I'm talking about alternative healing. I'm talking about holistic health. I'm talking about spirituality. I'm talking about spiritual gifts, coaching, life coaching, business coaching. And I do, because I'm in contact with those people every day. Mm-hmm. They're not coming out of the street. They're not coming out of nothing. All of them have a history. All of them have a history of experience. Some of them are tested, certified. Most of them have, you know, a background that's, like, incredible. So basically what I understand is they are, you guys are, the next generation of influencers. And it's like, it really is interesting because it's an influencer of a niche, because the mindful community, the conscious community, the holistic spiritual community, it is a niche. But what we're doing is we're creating the tools that usually only the mainstream media or broadcasting have at all their disposal in a niche-based platform. So we do count with the really precious help of Conscious Gate PR, which is the Conscious Gate is specified only for the mindful and the conscious community. We have the platform of hosts. We have 43 specialists. We do have the radio, which we will be expanding really, really soon. As we change platform, we're expanding to another realm that, you know, I'm making the announcement pretty soon. And we have the magazine. And we have, you know, still to publish this year, still the radio magazine, the music magazine of Om Times. Mm-hmm. You know, we actually will be the first one with your interview. Anyhow.
Oh, beautiful.
Yes. So, and that's fun. And so what we're trying to do is to create a platform that with all the tools and all the means that only regular broadcast from mainstream media have into the community, so we can actually provide the place where people, they are making a difference, they will be recognized.
Yes. And this is it's the new, we're in the new earth. And I've been talking about this for weeks on my show, about we are in the new, and it's all new. These are new soul memories that are coming through. We've never been through this shift ever in the history of the universe. So there is no true handbook or book that basically says this is what it's going to be in the new, because, again, it's new. So, again, seeing all these new up-and-coming, per se, it's just like we're teaching new that is integrated. It's like we intertwine the old that we know, that we've learned over all the lifetimes, but now as we're ascending, we're opening up the soul to that wisdom and knowledge that lays within, which is creating the new. And that's what I love about, you know, Om Times, that this is new. We embrace it every day to say, so what did you remember last night? Well, let me tell you.
You know, Om Times is a very, very much a seventh ray endeavor. You know, the violet flame, which is the organizing, the one that came to do everything new. You know, purified, you know, and eliminate and reorganize and making new. So it's a very seventh ray endeavor. You know, humanity healing, it is a lot of the pink ray. But Dimes is the seventh ray. And the, even the name, Om. Om is the first sound that, it, you know, by the scripture, came out of the heart of God. So Om Dimes is the flow of the universe and the way universe, you know, manifests and unfolds. So when the, we really had a an interesting brainstorm when we chose the name Om Dimes. And that's what it means. The Om, the Primo Mobili, the first verb spoken by the heart of God.
Beautiful. Wow, that's definitely sharing the love. And you're talking about manifesting. And what is today all about? About manifesting. And Om Times, I would say, was probably started with a daydream or an idea, and it became a dream came true. Correct?
Well, it,
like it just.
Yeah, not really. What happened with Om Times was actually, Om Times came to be, and I will tell this story very briefly, came to be because I was dissed. The thing is, we had a campaign for our humanity healing. We were part of a process of selection in the Global Giving, which is a platform of donors. And for that, we needed to have $5,000 given by 50 different people, meaning each person could give $10. But, you know, even if I wanted to donate myself $5,000, I wouldn't be classified. I had to come with 50 different people. So the minimum was $5,000. So I contacted all the holistic magazines and asked them for a space for them to put it there as a public service announcement. And I had all sorts of things. This was in 2009, the beginning of 2009, and I asked everybody. And there was a guy that actually told me, oh, I will put in my website for $15,000. And I said, like, really? You don't even have a rank in Alexa. And if I have $15,000, I'm going to be doing competition. And the other thing was, there was another magazine that said, well, I will just send to my readers if you give me $2,000. And I said, oh, man, yeah, how many readers you have? And he said 2,000. It's like $1 for each email. And he said, yeah. And I said, well, you know what? Too much for the love. And I told Chris, heck with this. You know, we have people that write blogs for us over Humanity Healing Community. I will ask them to write blogs for us, and I would do a magazine myself. We'll put this, and by the time we had the first cover was Dr. Judith of Love that was also in our community, and I asked her, you want to be the cover? She said, absolutely. And boom. There you go. But my commitment and commitment was that we would be an alternative for that.
Beautiful.
Okay, so, sorry.
That's awesome. Great story, Leanne. Right into the music. So when we come back, I'll be doing the weekly reading, and we'll be talking a little bit further about the sharing of the love. Talk to you soon. Right back.
Bringing you the best of the conscious minds in the world. Om Times Radio, your conscious lifestyle on steroids. Being a radio host on IOM FM allows you to build your show on a rich platform with the power of the internet to fulfill your outreach goals and connect with a very specialized and global online audience, unlimited by time and distance. Om Times Radio will provide you with web relevance, a recognizable conscious brand, and with the standard of excellence that has accompanied every single Om Times endeavor. Host your show with Om Times Radio Network.
Dr. Kevin here, and I want to invite you every Thursday, 3 p.m. Pacific, 6 p.m. Eastern, to join me on the Dr. Kevin Show, where we have a diversity of guests who help you step outside the box, behind the curtain, and see what a load of crap is going on in the world today, so you have more information with which to make better decisions. We'll see you there. Namaste.
Hello, I'm John Lithgow. Manatees are unique, among the most amazing animals on Earth, but they're endangered. We pose the greatest threat to their survival. Many manatees are killed or injured by boats or other recreational activities. I'm a writer of children's books, including one about manatees, and I believe education is the key. You can be part of the solution. Please contact Save the Manatee Club right now. Call 1-800-432-JOIN. Thank you.
Welcome back to Vibe Nation Radio, where today my special guest is Leannie Buck. She is the editor of Om Times magazine, as well as the founder of Humanity Healing. And this week's message is obviously going to go along with what we've been talking about, sharing the love. But Spirit is saying to me that, you know, they want you to get on that horse of love and really start to love life in all areas of your life. And I can feel my father coming in. Sorry, let me just see what he's trying to say here. Okay, so what he's telling me is that on a global level, we might see there's a lot of darkness going on, and Spirit is saying that we need to let this go and stop allowing this to take our current vibrations and allow us to vibrate in a lower frequency, which is usually fear. I'm getting that this is about us putting the energy into loving life in the moment, living in the moment, and going out and having some fun. This is a week that I've already been told that we need to be truly in a soul solitude and to really find who we are, because some of the darkness that is coming out within us is being triggered through the energies that are taking place on Gaia. And Spirit is saying to me that a lot of people are seeing that the flame is going out in a lot of things, yet they're saying that's truly not the case. Because to be able to release the lower vibrations and going through difficulties is actually meaning that you're transforming, that you are shifting to a higher frequency. And they're saying with regards to the masculine and feminine energies that the feminine energy is a lot more powerful at the moment for a lot of people. So they want those that feel that masculine energy is not so stable, which is the logic. Maybe you're going too much into la-la land, because we are going into soul solitude. But again, you don't want to live in La La Land. You need to go in there and you need to shut off the mind and see what Spirit downloads into your cells, because we are going through a DNA rejuvenation, they're saying. There's a lot of soul memories being released right now, but too many people are thinking too much when they go into this process. They need to shut the monkeys off. So remember to use your tools. You can go to my website, carrieturcotte.com. You can go under articles. You can go under fun times. You can go under vibra sizes. There's all kinds of information to help you guys do this. But Spirit is saying that, you know, we really need to rest and recoup over the next week or so, because we need to release the past that's still connected to so many of us and start to focus on the new. And the new is the new that's happening. And it is, they're saying it is scary for a lot of people because it's change. You're not used to this. But we are a new earth, and we must embrace what is taking place and know that when you come together in the new, in the frequency of love, the universe brings you together with other people in the frequency of love, like we've been talking about tonight, or sorry, this afternoon, with sharing the love. It brings everyone together. So really work on yourself this week, my friends, and find that love within you. Because with you, vibing love, love will enter your life, because it really truly does start with you. So, Leannie, are you picking up anything to add to this for those that are listening in?
Well, maybe just an observation. What you talk about, how attract the energy of love. The universe works with the law of the seed. You have to give it first to receive it. Because then the universe always matches. You know, it is the law of the seed, because you have like one little seed of tomato seed gives you a plant, and each plant a fruit, you know, many fruits, and each fruit so many other seeds. And so the universe always multiplies. But in order to match this, you have to do the first step, which is plant the seed. So in order to find love, you have to really vibrate love and give love. So be one, be exactly the change you want to see in the world. It's basically that, you know, be the change. If you want love, be love.
Yes, by sharing the love and being the tsunami of love.
Yes.
And you can do that, Annie, very well.
Absolutely. We can do that. It's just a matter of acceptance, you know?
Yes.
Accept who you are and release what you don't need, because nobody goes far having to carry all those surplus things like fear, like hatred, like discrimination, or guilt, or resentment. So you don't need that. We are lighter than this. We're better than this.
Yes. And it is a pivotal time right now to realize that, my friends, that that the lower vibrations, they don't play any role in where we're going. You can't bring them into the new, because the new is all about the love.
Yes, and be really, truly the expression, because we were built and created a likeness of God. So God is not hatred. God is not fear. God is not discriminative. Otherwise, he wouldn't have created diversity. You know, he likes different things. He likes experience. He has created so many species. So be more like, you know, your creator and vibrate on that. You know, honor the divine template that you inhabit right now.
Yes. And we are, we're co-creators. That's what we're here to do. We're here to co-create. So, and so many people aren't co-creating right now.
Exactly. Exactly. And it's not really what we're here to do.
No.
Lead.
And it's, again, what you and Chris have done on a global level, I know I say this not only for myself, but for anyone who follows Om Times Magazine, any of the radio show hosts, the experts, the writers, you know, all the people that you've brought together, I know from the deep of all their souls, I'm saying this for everyone, thank you so much for what you have done. I truly say this from the bottom of my heart, Leanne.
Oh, I don't make me cry. I appreciate that very much. That's,
you're
that
welcome.
Was not fair. Don't make
well,
me
like,
emotional.
You know,
I'm already a mushy thing, so don't do that. I appreciate so much you having, you know, giving us this time to talk a little bit about what we do.
Well, it's so important to me because, again, you're part of the family. Obviously, you are the parents of the family, and I feel honored to be part of this family, to be on the radio show and the writing that I'm going to start to do, like, you know?
Well, I would say not parents, but I would say custodians, because Chris and I, we dream of the time that the owner of all of this will come and we will say, just take it and thank you.
Yes.
For the next phase. You know what I mean?
Yes.
So we are just
so
custodians.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, there's just all the hard work that you guys do behind the scenes. Again, like, you know, to be part of the Om Times experts is just an absolute honor. And I'm so looking forward to bringing wisdom and knowledge that I've learned, especially with regards to the personality traits, the insight. I'm an authorized associate with the Insight Learning Foundation. And I've been teaching this for 30 years. It's about who am I? You know, so this helps us share in this. You know, it's when you understand who you are and you understand the only person you can change is you, and you learn what other people are for themselves, you learn to appreciate them. This is the law of allowing. And I know that this is very large right now as well. To understand, you have to understand the law of allowing and how it works.
Exactly.
So I'm really excited about teaching this on the Om Times platform. So, again, I know that Chris is not here, and Chris, I want to give you a big thumbs up as well for all the work that you do. And I know that everyone, again, part of the Om Times family, appreciates all that you do. I mean, the two of you are like my rock stars. You know, you get my whip out, you get the whip out sometime. I love that.
Oh, thank you so much. You're just so too kind, really, really kind. You're one of those really special souls, you know, that made with very rare clay. So it's an honor for us to be talking about a little bit what we do. Chris and I, we don't like much of a limelight.
I know that.
Because we have to, you know, it's like, who is doing this? We didn't even want our pictures on our website. It's like, we're there. It's like, no, people have to see the human being behind it. So, anyhow,
absolutely.
That's what we do.
And I feel honored that you agreed to come on the show today. I really do. It means a lot to me. And I feel it's really important that people understand who you are and who Chris is, and knowing that together we are creating oneness on a global level to help all of humanity shift in the vibration of love. Because really, it's all about sharing the love. That's what today is all about.
That's wonderful.
So
I'm really, really excited.
Yeah, so am I. And, you know, with next week, what's coming up, again, there's a lot of lower vibrations that we still have to navigate through before the new energy shift, my friends. So next week I have Amy Fitzgerald on, and we're going to be talking about conquering the boys, which is known as the ego, and the importance of, you know, we've been talking about again today about letting go of those lower vibrations and turning them into the frequency of love. You always have ego. It's just you got to learn to be accepted, accept your equal, and work with love. So thank you, Leanne. I really appreciate having you on today. And for everyone else, thank you. You have a wonderful day, Leanne, and everyone listening, have a wonderful week. And I will see you next week on Vibe Nation Radio. Love to you all. Bye-bye. And don't forget to share the love. Bye. It's all about sharing the love. Bye, Leanne.